If you're gonna sell it, we're gonna tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Isn't that wonderful? We have our own little ditty that starts Swap Shop. You're listening to Glenn Coble, and yes, this is Swap Shop. It's our third edition of Swap Shop, and we hope that you'll call in with some of your goodies that you're trying to sell. We'll take your calls here in a couple of minutes. The number here is 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-WWGH. If you look at your phone, you'll know what I'm talking about. I've been struggling a little bit the last few days with kind of a little bit of a problem in my throat, so please excuse my voice. Yesterday, while I was doing my show, A Progressive Life, I was having trouble breathing. My nose got all stopped up. I don't know what was going on. But anyway, we have our first caller. Let me get everything organized here, and I will take this phone call. Hello, you're on Swap Shop.
Okay, Glenn, I got a question.
Sure, I got an answer. Might not be right, though.
Okay, there's two yard sales in the paper. Can I read those?
Yes, you can do yard sales, absolutely.
No, they're not mine, but they're in the paper, and they probably don't know about the radio station.
Well, I'll be glad to take a couple of those if you'd like us to.
Okay, one of them is at 230 North Sefner Avenue.
230 North Sefner. Mm-hmm.
It's off East Center.
It's what?
It's off East Center.
Yes, I know where that is. It's matter of fact, I live less than two blocks from that house.
Okay. Oh, it says Friday and Saturday.
Okay, garage sale Friday and Saturday.
25th and 26th.
Uh-huh.
9 to 5. And I'll just tell you, if you want to write any down, it says tools, mm-hmm. paint equipment, furniture, wheelchair, any of them you want to write, Christmas
okay.
stuff, clothes. And a bunch of stuff.
Okay.
And then the second one
sure.
is down at... Are you ready for
yep.
the second one?
I'm ready for the second
okay.
one.
Okay. It's down at Prospect.
Okay.
And it's 2214.
2214.
Newman's Cardington Road West.
Newman's Cardington. Boy, they're just too long. These names of the street. Newman's Cardington West. Okay.
Uh-huh. And it's Friday only.
Okay.
And 8 to 5.
8 to 5?
Well, then it's got... This is one day only, and then it's got three other days.
Well, give them all to me.
Okay. And then it's got Saturday, 8 to 3.
Uh-huh.
And then it's got Sunday, 9 to 2.
Hmm.
I just now caught that.
Diminishing returns there. 8 to 5, 8 to 3, and 9 to 2. Okay.
And it says, like, bedroom furniture, collectibles, plus-size clothes, recliner, and it says they're dealing. Don't miss it.
Okay. Well, I really... Yeah.
They listed a lot more stuff, but I'm not going to say all
yeah,
the stuff
yeah,
they
yeah.
listed.
We'll just give them a taste right here, a little tease on Swap Shop, and I really appreciate you calling those in for us.
Yeah, but the second one, they got in real big print one day only, and I didn't catch it, and then they got these every 3 days.
Well, so. They're only selling on one day, and then they're selling on the next day, and then they're selling on the next day, oh, but
yeah.
only one day at a time.
Well, yeah. So I thought if you didn't have too many calls that I would call those in because they probably don't know about the station.
Well, I love that. I love that. Thank you very much. And we're getting out there. We're starting to have people mention that they've heard us. So hopefully we will keep on going.
Okay,
and with listeners like you helping us out, we can't miss.
Well, I just happened to think of that, you know, since Trejo isn't anymore, then yep. I just call them in. So,
very
okay.
good. Thank you. Keep remembering us. All right.
Okay.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
What a nice thing for her to do to help us out a little bit, get us started here. So we've had our first call for Swap Shop. You can be the second. And she gave us some information about garage sales. And I'll go back over that a little later. We have another call now. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm looking for a surround sound system for my TV. And
You're looking for, say that again, I'm sorry. You're looking for what?
A surround sound system.
Oh, surround sound.
And then I'm looking for a stereo receiver. And they can call me 740.
Wait a minute. Hang on. I haven't gotten it all written down yet. Surround sound
right.
for your TV and a receiver. And, okay. Okay, go ahead and your phone number.
740.
Yep.
802-0440.
0440. And did you have a price that you're willing to go up to, or you just want to leave that open?
Yeah, I'll leave that open.
Okay, very good. Yeah. So we're looking for a surround sound TV and also
a surround sound system for a TV.
System.
Yeah.
And you're also looking for a receiver. AM, FM, I assume?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. And your phone number is 740-802-0440. Is that correct?
Yep. That's
all right.
Good.
Thank you very much, caller. Bye-bye. All right. And I've forgotten all about that aspect of having a swap shop where we all also will try and find things for you if you want to call in and say, I'm looking for a waffle iron. We'll try and find them for you. But that gentleman was looking for a surround sound system for his TV and also a receiver, an AM/FM receiver. I was looking for one of those not too long ago. I have some terrific speakers, but I sold my speaker at a garage sale, and then I wished I hadn't. But anyway, that person that's looking for a surround sound system and the receiver, his number is 740-802-0440. We also have a couple of garage sales, one of them here in Marion at 230 North Sefner. And that's only a block and a half from my house. And they're having the garage sale Friday and Saturday from 9 to 5. They have tools, furniture, Christmas stuff. And also the second one that was mentioned was down in Prospect at 2214 Newman Cardington West. And they have, we're not quite sure, but it says it's one day only, but they list 3 days. So Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 3, and Sunday, 9 to 2. They have furniture, collectibles, oversized clothes, and more. So go down there and see if they've got stuff that you're looking for. Now, we know the garage sale season is going to get shorter and shorter here as the weather gets cooler and cooler. But you're always welcome to call in your garage sale information. Or, you know, some people have their garage sale actually inside a heated garage and they hold them in the winter. So you're welcome to call us on that. You're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH. I'm Glenn Kobel, and we're going to have some fun today. Let's hope we have some more callers here, and we'd love to have you calling. Our number, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-WWGH. I love doing that. I don't know why. And we have another caller here. Hang on just a second. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Glenn.
Yeah, it's Bob, right?
Right.
Yeah. Did you get rid of the kitty?
One more time.
Okay. How many you got left?
We got Mama Hat and three babies. We gave away two.
Mama and three babies?
Yeah, well, we're very ready to go.
Okay. And kitten.
So, one more time with that.
Okay.
They're all free.
Okay, and they're free, so we don't have to worry about paying you anything. Did you say that they were wormed?
Yeah.
Okay. And your phone number, Bob?
740.
Yep.
244-5174.
Let me read that back to you, Bob. You have a mom, kitty, and three babies. And they've been wormed, and they're free. And your phone number is 740-244-5174. You know, I'd take one of those off your hands, but I'm afraid my little puppy dog would have a fit.
Yeah, so. your puppy would not put it around you.
No. All right, thanks a lot, Bob, and have yourself a good day. All right. Bob called those in before, and he's gotten rid of one or two, I think he said, so that's good. Let's help him out and help him get rid of the final mommy and her three babies. I think they're all, if they've been wormed, I guess they're all over 8 weeks old, which is, I think, kind of the age when they say you can start picking up or giving homes to new puppies and kittens. So if you're interested, make sure you give Bob a call at 740-244-5174. It's a nice day outside. It was real pretty when I came in. I don't know if it still is. I hope it is. It's getting colder, though. It's starting to feel like Christmas is around the corner. Maybe you can pick up some things on Swap Shop for Christmas, or get rid of some things so you have some cash for Christmas. It's always important to have cash. we will be happy to put your items here on Swap Shop. I do have a message that was given to me from the Elks people. They are having a hoop shoot and for kids. Now, the kids, I think, yeah, here it is. They have a section for girls and boys, and they have sections for 8 and 9-year-olds, 10 and 11-year-olds, and then 12 and 13-year-olds, and you can sign up for that. Let me give you the information about that. Call Rex Caldwell. At the Elks, the number is 740-802-6053. That's 740-802-6053. The event is going to be on November 2nd at 10 a.m. at the XL Sports Academy, which is out there on North Main. I hope you get out there and have your little one learn how to play or not learn. It's really a contest, a free throw shooting contest. So sports has been everything to my family. I have three kids. All of them were college athletes. One of them was an All-American baseball player. And so sports has been big to us. Here, let's get back on the phone here. And you're on the air. Hi, how can I help you?
Yes, today I have baseball cards for sale.
Ooh,
three
good.
Kittens.
Baseball cards.
And three kittens.
Okay.
Yep. And if anybody needs some last-minute mowing.
Last-minute mowing, yeah.
740.
Mm-hmm.
223-9186.
Okay, let me read that back to you. Baseball cards. How old are the baseball cards? Do you know?
How old are the baseball cards? 50s
up to 80s.
50s up to the 80s,
okay.
And there's like 100,000 of them.
Wow, that sounds like fun. I gave one of my sons a Hank Aaron card, and I gave the other one a Mickey Mantle card when they were growing up. My daughter doesn't know it, but I didn't give her any of my cards. Okay, so you have baseball cards, you have some free kittens, And also, you're still doing some mowing if people are looking to get that last mow in before the snow comes. The number is 740-223-9186. Is that correct?
That's right. Thank you. All right. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. A great day here on Swap Shop. I didn't ask her the price, but there were too many things. We do have free kittens. I'm guessing the cards are based on the price would be based on how old they are and who they are. And the mowing, there's still probably one more. As far as my wife is concerned, I'm going to have to get out there at least one more time and mow before the snow comes. I sometimes slough off that last mow, but that person said they're willing to do the mowing. I'm certain that they will charge you a little bit, but not unreasonable, and no doubt. And their number again, 740-223-9186. You're listening to Swap Shop, and we hope you are having a good day. I was telling you, excuse me, I'm struggling with my throat today. I was telling you about my kids who are all athletes, and sports has been really important to my family. I was in intercollegiate athletics for 18 years, maybe 19, I'm not exactly sure, both at Ohio University and then prior to that at DePaul University. And so we find that athletics is very important to us, at least. And now I have a 7'4" left-handed pitching grandson, and he's only 14. So who knows? Maybe we'll become famous, the Coble family, with a pitcher for the Cubbies. The Cubbies are my favorite team. I'm not sure about other people, but I rooted for the Cubbies all my life, and we never won until, 3 years ago. And my mother rooted for the Cubbies all her life, and she never saw them win the World Series. She was born in 1910, so she never got to see the Cubs win a World Series, and we finally did. Over my other favorite team, my American League favorite team, the Indians. Boy, that was quite a weekend, quite an ending to the series. It rained and they had to postpone the game temporarily. And then at that point, all us Cub fans thought, well, for sure, Cleveland was going to win it. And sure enough, the Cubs came roaring back and defeated the Indians right there at the end. To win the, 2016, I believe. Anyway, go Cubs, go Indians. We've got several things that have been called in so far this morning. We have a couple of garage sales, one at 230 North Sefner, and they're having a garage sale Friday and Saturday from 9 to 5 both days. And they're trying to get rid of some tools and some furniture and some Christmas stuff, which is right around the corner, don't forget. And we have one down in Prospect at 2214 Newman Cardington West Road, Friday from 8 to 5, Saturday 8 to 3, and Sunday 9 to 2. It sounds like they're running out of gas as they're going there. They have some furniture and collectibles and extra size, oversized clothes, so you can stop down there. We also have a gentleman who is looking for, now he's looking for this item. He's looking for a surround sound system, I guess for television and maybe for his receiver. But anyway, a surround sound system. He's also looking for a receiver so that he can play his surround sound, I guess. And if you have such items that you'd like to get rid of, call him at 740-802-0440. We have some free kittens. A mom kitty and three of her babies, and they've been wormed and they're ready to go. We've had them on both weeks, I think, so far, all 3 weeks so far. We've gotten rid of a couple of them for them, but if you're interested in those, and they're free, 740-244-5174. Let me give you that number again. I kind of stumbled. 740-244-5174. Again, you're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH. Phone number 743-9944. And let's see, one last thing. We have baseball cards. Love those baseball cards. She says they have thousands of them. Baseball cards that they're trying to get rid of. They also have some free kittens. And also, they're willing to do, you know, the last week or last couple of weeks of mowing. Call these folks at 740-223-9186. If you have something to sell, give us a call now. Our line is open. And please be courteous. We only have one phone line, so if the phone line is busy, you're welcome to call us back. And you're listening to Glenn Coble here. It's 12:32, and we're at Swap Shop. We're hoping to find people that might be interested in advertising on Swap Shop. And if you know someone that might be interested in advertising, it's really inexpensive, believe me. Give me a call. I'll give you my home number. You can call me at my home at 740. Actually, it's my phone. My cell phone, 740-361-8721. I believe that's my number. If it's not, it might be 360. But I think it's 740-361-8721. And I'll be glad to talk with you about what I'm looking for, what we're doing. We also have some stuff that we're interested in selling, my wife and I. And one of these days, I'm going to put a list together, and I'm going to come in here, and I'm going to sell some of our stuff. But if you're interested in getting good advertising dirt cheap, give us a call. And you can actually leave a message on our website, WWGH website, leave a message that you're interested in advertising, or you can also leave a message if you have something you want to sell and you just can't get to the phone at this time of the day normally. You can leave a message on our website, and Scott will get that message to me, and I will put it on the air on Thursday, and we're going to have this every Thursday until we find out whether or not we're doing well with it. So far, we've done okay. Right now, I've got 5 things that people have contacted us about. I'd like to have a few more, so give us a call, 740-383-9944. Again, we do have this hoop shoot, which is a contest apparently that's kind of helping out our young kids, ages, let's see, there's 8 and 9, 10 and 11, and 12 and 13, and they have groups of girls and groups of boys, and your child can participate. Just contact, and it's done through the Elks Club. It's called the Elks Hoop Shoot. And interesting, it says they're developing gritty kids. Pretty neat. If you're interested in getting your kids signed up, and I don't see that it costs anything, which is nice anymore. Quite often, these things cost stuff. It's a money-making thing for these. But this doesn't indicate any cost on that. So call Rex Caldwell at the Elks. His number, 740-802-6053. And that event's going to happen November 2nd, so it's getting close, at 10 o'clock out at the XL Sports Academy, which is out there on North Main Street. And maybe your kid can win it. That would be great fun. Great fun. All right, it's 12:36. You're listening to Swap Shop with Glenn Coble. And I'm trying to see if I have things I'm supposed to mention. Yeah, I have at the Moral United Methodist Church. They're having an old-fashioned farm breakfast from 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. That's going to be on Saturday, October 26th, and $6 for adults and $3 for kids 12 and under. Sausage, gravy, and biscuits. That's right at the top of the menu. It's probably, don't tell my doctor, that probably wouldn't go well with him. Bacon, sausage, pancakes, scrambled egg. Oh, it's making me hungry. Home fries, orange juice, and coffee. Sounds like a good thing. That's out at the Morrill United Methodist Church on October 26th. If you, by the way, if you've won any prizes here at WWGH, you can stop up here. I think you could probably come as early as 8 o'clock. We have listed 10 to 1 p.m. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But I think you could come at 8 if you're going to work or something like that. You could stop in at 8 o'clock, and there will be somebody here. Now, I got to remind you that we are on the air, and we do not have a receptionist. So if you stop up here and you walk in the door and there's nobody out front, just turn to your left and walk about 10 feet, and you can stick your head into our studio. We'll see you, and somehow or other, we'll figure out how to shut down the sound for a second and get you your tickets. We've already had a couple people stop in and pick up tickets today. So I hope people are anxious about our new show. This Swap Shop has been going on. This is our third week. Actually, it's our fourth week, but the first week was an absolute mess. Every time we had somebody call in, I would pot up. That's what they call it, potting up. It has nothing to do with marijuana. But I would pot up the sound, and we would get some other station rolling across it. So we figured out what was going on wrong with that, and we've corrected that problem. Hopefully we will correct more and more of these problems. Let me go over what we've got for sale right now, or giveaway. We have a garage sale at 230 North Sefner, and the garage sale is on Friday and Saturday, so that'll be tomorrow and the next day, 9 to 5. Both days. And some of the things that they're trying to sell are tools and furniture and Christmas stuff. So that's very timely. I could use a little bit of Christmas. My wife and I don't decorate as much as we used to. When the kids were at home, we decorate quite a bit. As a matter of fact, my eldest son's favorite holiday was Halloween. And he'd sit out on our front porch when we lived down in Athens, and he would sit perfectly still. And he was made up to look like a guy with an axe in his head. And he would sit there with the candy in a bowl on his lap and sit perfectly still. And when the kids would come up and get ready to put their hand in the bowl to get candy, he'd move and scare the daylights out of them. He still is kind of a mean guy. Anyway, we have that garage sale on Sefner. And we also have a garage sale in Prospect at 2214 Newman's Cardington Road West. Friday it'll be from 8 to 5, Saturday from 8 to 3, Sunday 9 to 2, and they're selling furniture and collectibles and large size clothes. So a lot more things too. We just didn't have room to put it down on my book. We have a gentleman looking for stuff. Now, don't forget, you can call in and ask for stuff as well as sell stuff. This person is looking for a surround sound system for television, and he's also looking for a receiver, and he could use that surround sound with the receiver. And his phone number is 740-802-0440. Let me say that again, because I used the word O, and it's not O. It's 740-802-0440. My instructors at the Columbia School of Broadcasting would have had a fit if they had heard that. So he's looking for a surround sound system and also a receiver. We have some free kittens available. We have a mom kitten and three babies. They've been wormed. They're ready to go. They're just waiting for somebody. They're sitting there meowing away, waiting for somebody to pick them up at 740-244-5174. That would be kind of a fun present to give it at Christmas. I don't know how you'd hide it till Christmas, but you could give it to your kids now and say this is one of your early Christmas presents, or give it to them as a Halloween present. I don't know. Do you give out presents? You give out candy, but I don't think you give out presents on Halloween. Some people might. Another thing that we have listed today is a person is selling baseball cards. Lots of them. Lots and lots of baseball cards. They also have some free kittens as well. And they're willing to do mowing. If you're looking for maybe clearing off the yard for the last time and you just don't want to have to get out there and do it yourself, this person will do mowing for you. The number there, 740-223-9186. 740-223-9186. You're listening to Swap Shop. This is Glenn Coble. I hope we're helping you out. Don't forget about that hoop shoot put on by the Elks on the 2nd of November, 10 o'clock. Call Rex Coldwell at 740-802-6053. Well, what else should we talk about? It's a little slow today. That's okay. We expected that the first few months were going to be a little slow, and we were really busy the first week and pretty busy the second week. This week it's a little bit slower, but we do appreciate those of you who are calling in. Make sure you list up. Maybe what you can do is you can sit down in this next week before we do it next Thursday. You can sit down and write up a couple of things that you've always wanted to get rid of. Put a price on it, give us a call, and we'll try and get rid of it. If we don't, the worst thing that happens is you still have it sitting in your house, right? Hey, I wanted to remind you also tonight on WWGH, we're going to have a few of the candidates in. We've invited all of them, but there are a few takers, let's put it that way. We're going to have candidates in that are running for office. I think it'll be on the 6th is when the election is, 6th of November. And we're going to have them in tonight between 6 and 8. And you can call if you have a gripe, or if you want to tell somebody how good they're doing, or whatever you want to talk about. We will have you on the air tonight, and we'll be talking in politics talking with people that are running for office. I know we have one independent and a couple of Democrats. I'm not sure if we have any Republicans so far. We'd love to have any and all of our candidates who are looking to at least mention what their positions are. You can, if you happen to be busy and you can't get down to the studio, which is on Center Street in the Ohio Health Building at the corner of Center and Prospect. If you want to call in, you can call in. I understand that sometime nighttime is busy and family time, or a lot of you, having been a politician for two different elections, I know that a lot of you are out there knocking on the doors. Now, 6 o'clock is about the end of the daylight anymore. And, oh, by the way, don't forget we have daylight savings coming up. I think it might be the first or second Sunday in November. But check your calendar. It's coming up really soon. We also are going to be doing live coverage the night of the election. So I think this will probably be the only place where you can get election coverage as it's happening. We will have, I'll be out at the Democratic headquarters. We have somebody that's going to be at the Republican headquarters. We have a reporter that will be at the Board of Elections. And then we'll have a couple up here in the studio running the program and telling you what the elections are. We're kind of playing this one by ear. We're not quite sure how fast The results will be coming out. But we're looking forward to doing that, and hopefully we'll have some interesting interviews on while people are waiting at the two headquarters for the election results. And we'll be there with bells on, trying to help our two parties find out who is winning and who's not. So that's what we'll be doing. I hope you will call in or listen in. But tonight you can call in from 6 to 8 to talk to some of our candidates who will be here in studio, and we're looking forward to that. Let's go over the things that we have already for sale. We have two garage sales. One's on North Sefner, and it's Friday and Saturday from 9 to 5. I'm going to drive by there on my way home, except for they won't be open yet because today's Thursday, isn't it? Yeah, well, they're trying to sell tools and furniture, and they have some Christmas stuff at 230 North Sefner. Down in Prospect at 2214 Newman Cardington Road West, they're having a garage sale there Friday from 8 to 5, Saturday from 8 to 3, and Sunday 9 to 2. They have furniture, they have collectibles, they have large-size clothes. So that'll be an interesting place to go. I can fit into maybe some of those large-size clothes. They didn't say whether it was men's or women's. I don't do well in women's clothes. we have a gentleman that's looking for a surround sound system. He's also looking for a receiver. He's willing to pay for it. But if you want to figure out what he was willing to pay, and if you'd like to get together with him, the phone number is 740-802-0440. I did it again. 740-802-0440. We also have free of charge. We have a mom kitten and three babies, and they've been wormed and they're ready to go, and they're just trying to crawl out of that box. So they need mommy and daddy to come pick them up and take them home to a nice home. The number there is 740-244-5174. And then the last thing, well, not the last thing, because we have the hoop shoot that we're also mentioning, but we do have a place that's trying to sell baseball cards. I love baseball cards. They have a value that goes up and down and up and down. So what is the term? Caveas emptor? Buyer beware. Make sure you know the prices when you check with this person about what you're willing to pay for them. But they have baseball cards. They also have some free kittens that they're willing to give away. And they will do your late season mowing for you. If you would like any of the above mentioned things, call 740-223-9186. You're listening to Glenn Coble, and this is Swap Shop, and we hope you are having a good day. And if you have anything to sell, give us a call. Well, there's a call right there. We will take this message. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Glenn. I have nothing to sell or buy.
Oh, okay.
I'd say you're sounding good on the Internet.
Oh, you're listening on the Internet. That's cool. I forget to tell people that we are streaming on the Internet.
The weather report in Sebring, Florida.
Yeah?
Is 88. Feels like 97 with 63% humidity.
You're down in Sebring, huh?
Yes.
That's where my mother and father-in-law lived for a long time. They lived south of you on Lake Grassy, I think it was called, down in, what's the
Lake
name?
Lake Placid.
Yeah, Lake Placid. Yeah. Do you know me from that time?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I just listen for Maine, and I come down here in the winter.
So you're a snowbird?
Yes.
Oh, we love hearing from our snowbird friends. When'd you head down?
We got here Monday night.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Well,
and I've listened to all the other programs in Marion before I come down.
Well, that's good. We love to have you listening to the programs. Hopefully we'll keep you caught up on things here in the election that's just around the corner. And
that's my plan.
Yeah, and there's a big election in that, the mayor's. He has an independent and a Republican running against Mayor Schertzer, and from what we understand, it's going to be a contest. So make sure you tune in on that Tuesday night, the 6th, and 5th or 6th, whatever the Tuesday is, and we'll tell you what's going on.
Okay, thank you.
Well, you have a good time down there in Sebring.
Talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye. Thanks for calling. All right. That's kind of fun. I know exactly where he is. We used to drive down and talk with, our folks, my in-laws or my wife's folks, lived on Lake Grassy, which is down there in Lake Placid area. And we would drive down probably, I think it was once a year. We'd go down at spring break, take the kids down there, spend a week down there, had a great time. It's pretty much the highest territory in Florida. It's pretty high up. You had to drive through the orange groves, and I guess several of them are gone now, but as you drive through the orange groves, you could smell the oranges. Oh, lovely smell. And we'd spend a week down there, and we'd occasionally go up to Disney World. Is it Disney World or Disneyland? No, Disney World. We'd go up there, and we'd drive by some of them. There were places along there where they had spring baseball. I don't think we ever got to see that, but and the road that took us down there to Sebring and south took us right by what's the name of it? It's a water ski place. Shoot, I've forgotten the name of it. Anyway, we would go there every year and watch the water ski shows and Cypress Gardens. And what a great show they would put on. And then they'd you'd get to meet the people afterwards, and it was kind of fun. Then wander around Cypress Gardens, and the foliage down there is just beautiful at that time of the year. It's just starting to pop out or grow again in April, early May, and the smells are just divine. Anyway, I kind of miss going down there. Mom and Dad have been gone a while now, and so we don't head down that way very often. The last time I was down there was to go down to Panama City Beach. Anyway, it was right there on the handle of Florida, and went down there to watch my son play in spring baseball. And it was pretty nice then, too, as a matter of fact. We had a good time. Had a puppy dog that was an escape artist, and he would jump out. We took a pickup truck with a cap on it, and we'd put him in the cap and leave the windows open so he was nice and cool. But he found a way to break out the windows. And we were watching a game one time, and sure enough, I wondered, that dog looks just like our dog wandering around on the field. Well, it was our dog. And we had to get, his name was O'Douls, and he was kind of crazy. Crazy big dog. Anyway, let me go back over one last time here what we have to sell or give away or even to buy. There's two garage sales. One's at 230 North Sefner, and that's the garage sale is Friday and Saturday from 9 to 5. They're selling tools, furniture, and Christmas stuff. And we also have a Prospect, down in Prospect. We have a garage sale at 2214 Newman Cardington Road West. On Friday, they're going to have it from 8 to 5. Saturday, they're getting a little lazy. They're only going to have it 8 to 3. And then they're just kind of giving up. On Sunday, it's only going to be from 9 to 2. But they're getting rid of furniture and collectibles and oversized clothing. And we encourage you to get out to our garage sales because they're diminishing quickly as the weather gets colder. Those of you who are listening down there in Sebring, I think the temperature up here now is around 50 degrees. It's kind of cold. And you're probably basking in 80-degree temperatures down there. Kind of miss that. Anyway, we also have a person looking for, he's looking for a surround sound system. And if you have a surround sound system for sale, he'd like to get that. He'd also like to buy a receiver. And the AM FM receiver, he's probably going to use that surround system with the receiver, but the phone number is 740-802-0440, 740-802-0440 for that surround sound system, and he wants to buy it. He doesn't have that for sale. And then we have a mom kitten and her and three of her babies left. Apparently, we were told that a couple of them have already been gotten rid of. They had it on last week as well. And the kittens are wormed, and they're looking to get rid of the last of them. 740-244-5174. 5174. And then finally, we have some baseball cards for sale. Now, there'll be all sorts of different prices. I can't give you a price on that because if you got a rookie Mickey Mantle, it'll be several hundreds of dollars, if not thousands. If you've got baseball card of a player who is just an average player that only played 1 year in the majors, it might be worth a nickel. But they've got all sorts of prices on them. So give these folks a call. They also have some kittens that they're trying to give away. And also they will do mowing for you. And those of you down in Sebring, pretty soon they'll probably be doing shoveling, which you won't have to worry about. Their number, 740-223-9186. And you're listening to WWGH. I'm Glenn Coble. We will have Swap Shop on again next week on Thursday from 12:15 to 1 o'clock. We hope you call in and call some of your tchotchkes that you're trying to get rid of. We would love to have you call. Don't forget to mention it to your friends. The only way we're really getting out, we do mention it on the radio here. We've mentioned it several times. And the way that we're going to spread the word on this is by you, our listeners, telling your friends that, hey, if you want to get rid of some stuff, call in to a Swap Shop. Now, we're thinking about doing another day. We'll do Thursday and Friday maybe. But we've got to figure out whether it's going to be worthwhile for you and worthwhile for us to have it on. Hey, also don't forget that Morrill United Methodist Church is having an old-fashioned farm breakfast from 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Saturday, October 26th. And they're having all sorts of good-looking food, starting with sausage, gravy, and biscuits. $6 for adults, $3 for kids 12 and under, and head on out to Morrill United Methodist Church. It's at 206 West Neff Street in Morrill, Ohio. Well, we're about to get off the air here. We thank you for calling in. We hope you remember us next week on Thursday from 12:15 to 1 o'clock on Swap Shop. Also, don't forget my show on Wednesday. Well, both of them are my show, but my political show. It's called A Progressive Life. Hope you call in to that as well. And that will be on Wednesday from 12:15 to 1.
For Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump,
we welcome to these microphones Donald Trump. Donald, how are you?
God, how are you?
Doing very well. What a busy week for you, sir.
I have to tell you, I have not slept in days. I'm very, very excited. This is going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal convention, probably the biggest star-studded convention you've ever seen. We've got huge stars. We've got Gary Busey, LaToya Jackson, Jose Canseco, some of the really, really big names from Celebrity Apprentice and Fantastic. It really, really is.
Now, what do we have in store for your big acceptance speech Thursday night?
Well, before